Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Salat in Jama'ah, the chapter on the virtue of performing Salah in congregation, performing Salah with Jama'ah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Salatul Jama'ati afdalu min Salatil Fadli bi 27 darajah muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Salah offered in congregation is 27 times superior to Salah offered individually. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. The hadith here mentions 27 times, and there's another hadith that mentions 25 times. Ulama reconcile between the two, between this hadith which explains 27 times and another hadith which says 25 times. Just to explain some of this reconciliation, the first is the difference stems from in the difference in quality of the salah and the sincerity of the person performing it. According to the sincerity of the person performing the salah, Allah Ta'ala increases it up to 27 times. If the person's sincerity is less, if the devotion etc. is less, then it's 25 times. If it's more, it's 27 times. One explanation. Another explanation, the reward for salah in which the qira'ah is recited loudly. Jahri salah, for example, like we read Fajr salah, Maghrib salah, Isha salah, then it is 27 times more, while that which qira'ah is recited softly, for example, Asr salah and Zuhur salah, that is 25 times more. So this is the second explanation given in the with regards to the two narrations of 27 times and 25 times. The third explanation given is the reward was originally 25 times. Originally it was 25 times. It was the clemency, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He increased it due to His grace from His side. Allah ta'ala has increased this reward to 27 times. The salah wa jama'ah is such a thing that it is a very, very pivotal, important part of a Muslim's life that he should be performing his salah wa jama'ah. Unfortunately, in today's time and age, any excuse we find, we are willing to miss the salah wa jama'ah. We find that the aslaf, the pious, the people of the past, he was so careful not to miss the Salah wal Jama'ah that even if something was very, very important for them to fulfill, they'll try and negotiate around that, but the Salah wal Jama'ah wouldn't get missed. There was a great personality, a great alim, a very, very pious person by the name of Muhammad bin Salama, rahmatullah alayhi. He was the student of Imam Muhammad and Imam Abu Yusuf, rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Muhammad and Imam Abu Yusuf, rahmatullah alayhi, they were the students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. So he was their student, Muhammad bin Salama rahmatullah alayhi. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. He lived till the age of 102 years old. But he had one habit in him, is that he wouldn't leave out 200 rakat of nafil salah. Wouldn't. That's what his daily routine. Despite his old age, etc., 200 rakat nafil salah. These people knew, and they had that value, that this is one chance I've got. Once the eyes close and I'm in the qabr, that chance is lost. So whatever I'm going to make for the akhirat, whatever currency I'm going to send forward, whatever investments I'm going to make, this is the time. So this was his daily practice, 200. Apart from everything else, this was just his practice, one of his practices. And he never ever would miss his salah with jama'ah, he never would miss his takbir-e-ula. Because he knew the value. What this hadith is telling us, that if a person had to read his salah, for example, Fajr salah, he read it with jama'ah. Now, if he had to read that salah alone, he would have to read that salah 27 times to match the salah with jama'ah. And that we wouldn't match properly, like in this incident which I'm mentioning. So on one occasion, his mother had passed away. And because he was so busy, and he was so involved in the burial arrangements, etc., he missed his salah with jama'ah. He got a little bit late for the salah with the jama'ah. So it hurt him so much. Miss my salah with jama'ah, how am I going to get the salah again? So what he did was that salah was such a salah that he read it 27 times. Say for example it was the Isha salah that he missed. He read that salah 27 times again on his own, not one time but 27 times. I can't miss out on the reward, what this hadith is saying. So that night he had a dream. And in the dream he was told, what about the Ameen, O Muhammad, what about the Ameen of the Malaika? You know that when a person is reading his salah with jama'ah, the hadith comes, إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. that when the Imam says Ameen, then you also say Ameen. Therefore we say Ameen softly, other people they say it loudly. But anyway, when the Imam says Ameen, then you say Ameen. Because that person who's Ameen, وَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ. One thing also we learn from here is that the Malaika that are present, they are also saying Ameen at the time when the Imam is saying Ameen. So whoever's Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, because they are also saying Ameen. فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينُهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَمْهِ. At that time Allah Ta'ala forgives all the person's sins. We are saying Ameen. The Malaika are saying Ameen. The Ameen is coinciding at that time Allah Ta'ala is forgiving all the sins. So in the dream he was told, what about that Ameen of the Malaika? When you're reading alone, the Malaika are not there. When the person is reading in Jama'ah, then the Malaika are present there. So what about that fazilat? What about that virtue? You could have read it 27 times, but that virtue you lost. In other words, even though a person may read his Salah individually 27 times also, in all respects he doesn't match up to Salah performed with Jama'ah. From here we learn how important it is to perform our Salah with Jama'ah. We don't miss it for anything in the world. Some of the pious people, even when they are traveling, if they are traveling, we know a person is traveling, he is excused from stopping at a masjid, because on the way now, on the journey, on the highway, there's no masjid. And if you go to find a masjid, you go to far off town or something, then he'll find a masjid. So generally you excuse. But our pious people, even when they are traveling, they will be so careful that can we travel in such a way that we can get our salah at masjid. In other words, whichever area we're going past, if there's a masjid nearby, can we go and perform salah in that masjid? Or if we're leaving from Madinah Sharif to Makkah Sharif, we must leave at such a time that we don't get a salah in between, so we don't miss salah in any one of the harams. And that they will be very, very careful. Salah in the masjid mustn't be missed. How unfortunate if a person is already in a town where there are so many masjids and then too he's missing salah. What? Jama'ah. It is not a small thing, it is a very, very great thing. As we go on, we'll see the virtues, different virtues of performing salah with jama'ah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.